Title: System for Reese Patch for Timeless Roller Momentum in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build a Reese system in Ableton Live 12 that behaves like a proper instrument, not a one-off preset. The goal is that timeless roller momentum. The bass feels like it's dragging the whole groove forward, even when the MIDI pattern is simple. Think jungle and 90s rollers, but still clean and controllable in a modern mix. We're going to do this with three layers inside one instrument rack: a mono sub anchor that never collapses, a mid-bass Reese engine that gives us movement and pressure, and a top texture layer that carries grit and presence onto small speakers. Then we'll glue it, sidechain it in a way that preserves momentum, and set up macro so you can perform the bass through a whole arrangement. Before we touch devices, set your tempo. Anywhere from 160 to 172 works, but for that classic roller feel, 165 to 170 is a sweet spot. Now create a new MIDI track and name it Bass Rack. Drop an instrument rack on it, then create three chains and name them SUB, mid, and top. One quick routing note: group your drums into a drum bus. If you've got breaks plus tops, put them together. Later, we'll sidechain from that bus, or from a ghost trigger, and that choice matters a lot for how roll the groove feels. Now a coach move that will save you time: pick a reference pitch before you dial into tune and width. Hold a sustained F1 or G1 while you design. Those notes sit right in the zone for a lot of roller keys. Once it feels good there, test plus or minus 3 semitones. If the motion disappears or turns to mush, you'll catch it early. Let's start with the SUB chain. This is your unshakable anchor. Drop operator on the SUB chain. Set the algorithm to A only. Oscillator A is a sine wave. If you want a tiny bit more note definition, you can use triangle, but start with sine. Envelope: attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay can be 200 to 600 milliseconds depending on how long your notes are. Sustain at full, and release around 50 to 120 milliseconds, just enough to feel natural without smearing. After operator, add auto filter. Low pass 24 dB mode. Set cutoff around 140 Hz as a starting point. We're deliberately keeping the sub simple and tucked under the mid engine. Add a touch of drive if you want, like 0 to 3 dB, but don't sound design the sub too hard. The sub's job is confidence. Then add utility. Set width to 0%. Hard mono. Turn bass mono on too, so if anything later introduces width, it won't leak down. This is one of those non-negotiables. Stereo sub ruins translation and makes the kick feel smaller. Now the MID chain. This is the Reese engine. The classic Reese is detune plus phase interaction plus subtle modulation that never turns into an obvious wobble. Rollers are about drift and pressure, not wub-wub. Drop wavetable on the MID chain. Set OSC 1 to a saw. OSC 2 also to a saw. Detune OSC 2 by about plus 10 to plus 25 cents. Don't go huge. If you detune too much, you get size, but you lose center power and the low end starts feeling unstable. For unison, use 2 to 4 voices. Again, controlled. Rollers love controlled width. Then go to the filter. LP24. Put the cutoff somewhere like 250 to 800 Hz depending on how dark you want it. Keep resonance low, around 5 to 15%. Add some filter drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Because that drive gives you the push in the mids that reads on systems that can't reproduce sub. Now the momentum trick. LFO, but tiny. LFO 1 goes to OSC 2 fine-tuning. Amount should be very small. Think 1 to 4 cents worth of movement. Rate is slow drift, around 0.08 to 0.25 Hz, and set it to free mode so it doesn't restart every note. That's key. If it re-triggers, you get a predictable wobble. If it drifts, you get life. Then LFO 2 to filter cutoff. Subtle amount, 5 to 15%. You can sync it to half a bar or one bar, or run it free at 0.3 to 0.6 Hz. Triangle or sine shapes are your friends here. The mission is always moving, not look at my LFO. Next, we control phase and width. Put utility after wavetable. Set width around 80% to start, and keep it in a sane range like 60 to 110. Turn bass mono on and set it around 120 Hz. But here's the more advanced mindset. Don't rely on bass mono like an emergency brake. Try to design the patch so the width mostly lives above about 200 Hz anyway. The more your fundamental is centered, the more the bass feels like an engine. Optional, but very classic. Add chorus ensemble after utility, very subtle, mode on chorus, rate around 0.15 to 0.35 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, dry slash wet 5 to 15%, This is that smear that makes the Reese feel like it's breathing without becoming a trans supersaw. Now the TOP chain. This is grit, air, and translation. The top layer is what lets the bass be understood on phone speakers and cheap earbuds, and it's also what gives you that break era texture when it's done right. Add operator or wavetable. Either is fine. Use a brighter source, like a saw or pulse, maybe a bit of noise if you want. Then high pass it with auto filter, HP12 or HP24, cut off around 250 to 500 Hz. This is important. The top layer should never be responsible for low mid weight. If it is, the whole bass gets boxy and the groove slows down. After that, add saturator, analog clip mode, drive 3 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Then add redux, lightly, downsample somewhere in the 1.2 to 4K Hz range for that old school edge, and keep bit reduction minimal, like 0 to 2. If you overdo it, it stops beating texture and becomes broken. Then put another auto filter after distortion to tame harshness. Low pass around 3 to 7 kHz if it's getting spitty. Remember, darkness in DNB often comes from filtering and midrange control, not just more distortion. At this point, you've got three layers. Now we glue them into one instrument and make the whole thing mix ready. On the instrument rack, after the chains, add EQ8. This is your cleanup and roll enforcement. If the mid gets boxy, try a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If the top is harsh, check 2 to 5 kHz. Don't over-EQ. You're carving rolls, not redesigning. Then add a gentle saturator on the bus. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the layers feel like one sound. Add glue compressor if you want that held together feel. Keep it subtle. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction max. If you slam it, the bass stops breathing and you lose that rolling feel. Finally, a limiter as safety, not as loudness. Just catch peaks. Now, the big one. Sidechain for roller momentum. We want forward motion without the bass vanishing. Put Ableton's compressor after the rack, so it docks the whole instrument together. Sidechain it from the drum bus, or from a ghost kick if your break kick is inconsistent. Settings. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the bass transient can breathe. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Adjust release until it feels like the bass is leaning forward with the groove, not pumping randomly. Threshold. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of reduction. If it's more than that, you're probably carving holes instead of creating motion. And here's an advanced steering trick. If you use a ghost trigger, try two triggers. One main kick pulse, and a quieter one aligned to a snare accent or a key break hit. It makes the bass dance with the break rather than simply stepping out of the way. Now, a huge coaching point. If the bass feels static, don't immediately crank LFO depth. Momentum often comes from envelope timing and note length. Overlong releases blur the rhythmic push. Tighten releases on the MID and TOP before you touch modulation depth. Roller bass needs space between hits, even if it's subtle. Let's talk MIDI for a second. A Reese patch is only half the vibe. The MIDI is the roller engine. Keep the notes mostly in a tight range like E1 to A1. Use offbeat pushes and ties. The pattern can be simple, but it needs little moments of push, like an extra 16th before a beat, or a note held across where you'd expect a gap. Shorten a few notes so the groove breathes. If your synth responds to velocity, we'll use that too. Now let's turn this rack into something you can actually play and automate without destroying your mix. Open macro mapping and set up these macros. Wait, map it to the MID filter cutoff and maybe a bit of MID drive in an inverse relationship. So as the cutoff opens, you're not also making it too thin. You're balancing weight and bite. Motion. Map to LFO 2 amount to the MID filter and a tiny bit of chorus wet. Keep the range narrow so you can automate safely. Grit. Map to TOP saturator drive or roar drive if you swap roar in, plus a little redux downsample amount. Width. Map to MID utility width, but limit it to something like 60 to 110%. Subsafe. Map to SUB chain level and maybe a tiny adjustment of the SUB filter cutoff. Keep this subtle. This macro is for the room changed moments. Duck. Map to the sidechain compressor threshold so you can tighten or loosen the groove quickly. Keep macro ranges narrow on purpose. That's how you get performable automation that doesn't wreck your balance. Now let's add two advanced options that really level this up. First, the dual MID approach, core plus flutter. Duplicate the MID chain inside the rack. MID core is darker, minimal width, minimal modulation. This is your weight and consistency. MID flutter gets a higher high pass, like 180 to 250 Hz, a little more detune or chorus, slightly brighter. Then blend it quietly, often 12 to 20 dB below the core. This is the secret. The ear hears movement, but the mix keeps punch. You get life without losing the center. Second, phase recentering. If you feel the low end shifting around note to note, it might be the interaction between SUB and MID, not either sound alone. Mute the TVOP temporarily. Put spectrum after the rack and loop one bar. Now adjust your crossover. Raise the MID high pass or lower the SUB low pass until the 60 to 120 Hz region stops swelling and shrinking. If it still feels like the MID is stepping on the SUB transient, try adding track delay to the MID chain, plus 3 to 10 milliseconds. It sounds wrong in theory, but sometimes it reduces conflict and makes the groove feel steadier. Always check in mono after doing that. Now arrangement. This is where timeless actually happens. A roller can repeat a 2-bar bass loop for ages, but it needs a pressure curve. Here's a simple 8-bar pressure curve that's hard to mess up. Bars 1 to 4, slightly narrower and darker. Less top, a touch more duck. Bars 5 to 6, open the filter a little, bring in a hint of motion, maybe a tiny bit more top. Bars 7, reduce width and add a bit more duck. This tightens the groove right before the phrase turn. Bar 8, do a quick yank, a short moment where grit or cutoff spikes for a quarter bar, then reset at the next phrase. That curve alone can make a loop feel like it's going somewhere.